Well, as I said yesterday, if you go on a road or at home for that matter and don't play a four-quarter game, and certainly don't play nearly as well as you need to play, to be competitive in every area, you're going to find it hard to win. And yesterday that was really the case. And looking at the film, it shows us clearly what we failed to do and what we need to do a lot better going forward to get this corrected.
Is there any one thing when you saw film that really stuck out to you that you guys needed to
know? No. There's a lot of things, not one thing.
Is there an update on Burton?
He is questionable for this week. We're not sure exactly how that's going to go. We're going to see how he progresses during the course of the next few days.
What's the injury?
It's an ankle. It's an ankle.
Just send him from a full battery.
Yeah. Yep. We'll see how he progresses here the next few days.
So it'll be a situation where you more reps to Sims in case?
Yeah. I mean, I don't, we'll have to see if and when Kyle is ready to go. Whether that's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Not at all. We're going to have to see how it goes, but he's definitely not out for the game. We're certainly hopeful that, we can get him ready to go, but, if he can't practice, then it'll be Chris, for sure.
Do you have a general philosophy on a guy not practicing during the week? Does he have to practice, any player, does he have to practice at least once during the week to play on Sunday?
That would be a case-by-case basis, I think. No general philosophy on it.
Is there any chance Ryan Harris will be back this week?
No. Yeah. Yeah. No, the other one's all right. Yep. Yeah, it did look a little gruesome on the film.
After the film, how about how Chris played?
I would have loved for him to have played better. But I think there are some other things that happened during the course of the second half that affected his play or would have affected Kyle's play. We got into some long yardage situations. We obviously had two-minute drives there at the end when we're behind and we have to throw and they know it and they're pass rushing us. And the game plan was not necessarily designed to have a bunch of drop back passes where we just stand there, in the gun like a sitting duck and let them come after us. I mean, we knew they had a good front and a good rush, and that proved to be true in the second half more than it did in the first half. But there were some throws we could have made and some reads and all the rest of it. But I think that, as a backup quarterback, you're going to go in there and have those kind of days if you don't get most of the reps, which is how we do it. We give our starter most of the reps here during the course of the week, and we count on the backup player understanding and knowing the game plan, but he certainly hasn't practiced it. And I think that's probably very similar to the rest of the league. But nonetheless, we expect them to go in there and play well. But our performance or lack of success in the second half was not attributed to Chris Sims' performance strictly. It was a multitude of things.
How much was a step forward for Moshon yesterday?
I don't know if it was a step forward. I mean, he played well, but he's played well before. He's had some good games here already this year, and handed it to him a lot, and he was productive with it. Made some tough yards, made some big gains, made some guys miss tackles, and did a nice job of, there's some plays where there wasn't much there, but he didn't go negative. He went, got a yard, got a two-yard gain here and there, kept us in positive situations, and that's something that he's doing better and better as the year goes on.
He got almost all the carries yesterday. Mm-hmm. Is that something
you're
going to continue to do with him?
We'll see. We'll see. Is this something we left him in there. He was doing a nice job, and Buck was playing more in sub, and so we let him in there, and he did a good job.
Josh, how do you primarily account for the problems with stopping the run the last 3 weeks?
Not very good team defense, and that's we know that we can be successful when we play good team defense. We've shown that ability. We've done it in the past against good teams, and for a number of reasons, we've kind of forgotten what got us to that point, we got to go back to work and we've got to all understand that we're not 11 individuals out there. We're one group that has to play our responsibility the way that it needs to be played and do our job the way that it needs to be done. And that is many times done without glory individually. But what happens is the ball ends up going back to the guy that's supposed to go back to, and he's there to make the tackle. And if he does, then you usually play decent run defense. And, you know, once you start jumping around blocks and trying to make a play here and there, you know, it kind of spreads throughout the defense and becomes a problem.
So it's not necessarily being manhandled on the line. It's more assignments.
I would say it's definitely more assignments than it is, you know, physical mismatch, because there were plenty of plays where the same guys were blocking the same guys on defense, and we handled our own, you know, just fine up front and at the linebacking core. But we can't play one play that way and two plays, you know, a different way. We've got to play them all the same, and when we do, that's the way this defense is designed. And when we play it right, we're pretty good. When we don't, we can be bad. I'm not sure where the psyche of our team is. I know where I'm at. We need to get better. We need to play better. We can coach better. And, you know, we're 6-3. You know, we're playing, San Diego, who's also 6-3. And it's a huge division game at home. You know, I don't know why we wouldn't like to be in this situation. I mean, you know, I wish we'd won the last three games. I think everybody in this building does, but we didn't. And there's reasons why we didn't. So we've got to go fix the problems and play good football from here on out, starting with this week against a great team, you know, coming from San Diego in our division.
Were you happy with Fox games playing?
Russ played well. Yeah, I mean, I was, I think that he did what we thought he would do. And, I think Haynesworth ended up with a tackle or whatever it may be. But, Russ did a nice job of playing with the other guys and doing what we were doing in terms of our scheme, you know, both in a running game and in pass protection, and played physical.
Josh, is there anything you should have done different on the big field goal? Or a different personnel group?
No, we knew we were prepared for a gadget. We did not, we would love to check out of the front we were in and go to something different. We didn't get that necessarily done. We had too many people in coverage, not enough people rushing. It was well designed on their part, but it's no excuse. We have to play it better, and we can play it better. We didn't on that play. No, it's just, we're trying to, he had a personal thing he dealt with a week ago, and just trying to, dress the guys we think can give us the best chance to win. And Peyton's certainly been in that group, and then there's been a couple weeks where he hasn't. But there's, a few other things that go into that, with kicking game and all the rest of that stuff goes into it. It's hard to take four backs to the game unless they're contributing significantly in the kicking game. And, based on the way our roster pans out, with all the linebackers we take to the game, we've got to have some guys that can contribute there. He has done that in the past, and he can. But it's more of a kicking game decision than it is anything else. He's in that mix every week to go to the game. There's certainly no preset decision on whether or not he can dress or not dress and play or not play. So that'll be the same thing as it is this week.
Two more. Josh, a lot of people talking about Belichick's decision yesterday. I don't know if you saw that going forward on 4th-and-2.
I heard about it.
What do you think about that? Would you have done the same thing?
I don't know that. I'm not in. I don't know the whole situation, that was going on at the time. I don't know the circumstances in the game. So it's totally unfair for me to comment on that.
One more.
Spencer Larson, was that you like his size, bulk,
You talking about the fullback?
Fullback, yeah.
Spencer does a nice job of that, and he's very physical. And, now that he's back and healthy from the shoulder, I feel like that he can contribute, obviously, in the kicking game. You know, if we need him on defense, he can do that. And he's also done a decent job for us as a lead blocker, as a fullback. So no hesitation putting him in the game in that role, because he can bring some level of physicality, you know, as a lead blocker to our backs. And he did a good job yesterday.